All right, so if we conclude that whatever they're witnessing is real, albeit maybe non-physical, as you say, then what do you think they are?
Well, I think they are angelic beings, and according to the Bible, there are two categories. There are the ones that are good, that have goodwill for the human species and serve the human species for good purposes. Then there are those that are malicious. And so that's another thing you can do with these residual UFO encounters is look at the database and see whether or not it's benign or malicious. And I think all researchers agree overwhelmingly that it's malicious. It's not benign. You know, people get hurt. The most common description you get from people who have had these encounters are recurring, terrifying nightmares. Also really common are serious psychological disorders, but it can get even to the point of physical injury and death.
How about the abduction phenomenon?
Well, I believe that people are having experiences, not of physical abductions, but, you know...
Mental?
Yeah, definitely mental, definitely very disturbing. And people really do believe they're on board these craft, but when you ask them detailed questions, it's quite clear that it's impossible that they're on a physical craft.
Yet some of them do have marks on their body.
Well, sure, their injury does take place. And, you know, these beings beyond the space-time dimensions of the universe are not weak. They're powerful.
All right.
And they can do you damage. But, you know, just to give you one story I ran into is, a group of people, young men who claimed to have been on board this spaceship, and they gave all these detailed descriptions of life on board the spaceship. And they claimed that they were on board this spaceship for 9 days. But when you ask them questions, well, what were the toilet facilities like? They couldn't tell you. We never went to the bathroom. What did you eat? Well, we didn't eat. What about sleeping? We didn't sleep. Well, a few questions like that, you can quickly figure out that they didn't have a 9-day physical experience because they would have had to go to the bathroom, eat, and sleep. What they probably experienced was a really vivid hallucination. And it can even be such where you have, say, 3 or 4 people claiming to have this experience, and they all give you the identical story, which means they all had the identical hallucinatory experience. And that I don't think you can chalk up to just bad drugs. I think they really did have an actual spiritual experience. And therefore, something happened from beyond the space-time dimensions of the universe.
Why, Hugh, are these beings taking the form of craft, for example? Because that's what a lot of people say they are. A lot of people don't see flying angels or demons,
right.
Mothman aside for a moment. I mean, why the shape of this kind of an object with lights all around it?
Well, I think that's an additional piece of evidence that you really are dealing with demonic beings, is because the form that they take keeps pace with human technology. I mean, 100 years ago, they were appearing as slow-moving dirigibles in the atmosphere. World War II, they were appearing as aircraft moving at the speed of sound. Today, they appear as craft moving at 25,000 miles per hour. Why are they keeping pace with human technology? The other thing you note is they keep pace with the lay level of astronomical knowledge. So, for example, 150 years ago, they were claiming to be from the moon. But when the general public became educated enough to realize that that wasn't credible, then they said they were from Mars. And when people became educated enough to realize that wasn't credible, then they started talking distant planets orbiting other stars.
They keep raising the bar,
don't
they?
They keep raising the bar. On the other hand, over the past 150 years, as you analyze the information that people were told, the astronomical data that they were given wouldn't pass muster with the leading astronomers. It gets by the lay public. But there's like for example, 50 years ago, they were talking about how Venus had a benign temperature for life. And, you know, 50 years ago, the lay public didn't know any better. But the leading astronomers recognize that simply isn't credible. And likewise, today, when they claim to be from certain stars, the stars that they name, we recognize, are not candidates for having a planet around them that could support life. So the fact that the information is not accurate at the highest level of astronomical knowledge and research is, again, a tip-off that what these beings are about is to deceive. Why keep pace with human technology, always a little bit ahead of current human technology, and why the inaccurate astronomical information unless their intent is really to deceive the one that they're visiting?
So you're saying that what they are doing is creating this image of a craft to deceive the public or whomever might be seeing it?
Well, yeah. I my own experience with people who have had demonic encounters and what I see in the Bible is that these beings can take whatever apparent physical form they choose. They can appear as a human being, apparently, or some kind of craft. And depending on what the message they're trying to get across to people, they'll appear in one form or another. I mean, one thing you do see in the database is they can appear as a particular form and immediately disappear. They can reappear and disappear at will.
They do, in most cases, simply disappear.
Right. And so that, again, is a piece of evidence, given that it's a real phenomena, that it's not a physical phenomena, because physical entities simply wouldn't be capable of doing that.
But you're not open to the theory that they are indeed craft from another dimension or universe, and that they somehow are traveling through some kind of portal?
Well, I am open to the fact that they come from beyond the 10 space-time dimensions of our physical universe.
Right. Well, I think we both agree with that. But, I mean, you're not open to the fact, though, that it could be indeed a physical ship that has an ability to transfer through maybe time, for example.
Well, the reason why I'm skeptical about that is that the database of the residual UFOs shows them violating the laws of physics all over the place. Making sharp right-angle turns at 25,000 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, but every day we're finding out new ways to play with physics.
Well, yeah, but we realize the laws of physics are inviolable. Nothing can travel more rapidly than the velocity of light. Physical objects are, subject to the law of gravity, the strong and weak nuclear force, electromagnetism. These residual UFOs don't obey the laws of physics.